and welcome to The Valley Today. I'm Janet Michael, and I am so very pleased to be in the studio today with Miles Davis, Dean of the Harry F. Byrd School of Business and Professor of Management at Shenandoah University, one of my personal heroes, because you just can't say enough nice things about Miles Davis.
Well, thank you, Janet. And the day represents another phase in what we're doing here, because
Absolutely.
It's our first time spending time together. But you know what, Janet? Today, it's a beautiful day in the valley.
Absolutely. Weather is irrelevant.
It doesn't matter whether it's rainy or cloudy or overcast. It's still a beautiful day in the valley.
It is. Absolutely. I agree. 100%.
And so I assumed that those clouds had no foreshadowing of our future relationship here together.
Absolutely not. Well, everyone laughs at how I dress. And, you know, those, of course, can't see us today, but I've got on my yellow jeans,
yeah,
my orange
already,
top. Hey, I dress for the sunshine, whether it's going to follow me around or not. I bring it with me.
Well, I'm ready for you. I got yellow in my socks.
That's my other thought. I got to match Miles' socks today. I got to be on par.
So the day is exciting because you and I were discussing this is one of my favorite time of the year. Our students graduated.
Yes.
Saturday. It was the largest class, I think, and I'm sure if I'm wrong, Dr. Fitzsimmons, the president of the university, will call in and let me know.
There'll be a note on your desk when you get back.
But it wasn't the largest class, but I tell you what, it felt like the largest class. And considering that we did it all within a great period of time before the storm came, but it's one of the happiest times.
Yes, yes. And speaking of a beautiful day in the Shenandoah Valley, it's a whole new day for some of those students that walked down that aisle and crossed that stage. It's a whole new chapter in their life.
Exactly. And since this is the Valley Business Day, and we talk about small business management and entrepreneurship, I figure you and I could have a little conversation about, you know, the transition from being student into the workplace, or even what employers may be looking for in students. We can also even touch upon what is a bit of a disconnect. And I will tell you this, and this is not being political. It is my experience of what I see the transition in generations. So as I watch right now what's happening with Bernie Sanders supporters,
yes,
who are much younger, and their response to the traditional structure,
yes,
is very emblematic of young people who are saying, you know what? It doesn't matter to us that you've been doing this forever, or what the rules are, what they have been.
Yes.
You know, we want to deal with it differently.
It gives you a whole new insight into what our future is going to hold, because they're not necessarily tied to the past the way some generations have been.
Exactly. And so then it becomes interesting. From my role as a professional educator, it's a new title I think I just invented. a professional educator, as opposed to just a regular educator, to look at how do we prepare our students to enter into the workplace.
Yes. And that's where I think a lot of parents,
yes,
and in some cases the students themselves fall down, because you think, okay, I just got to get through college. I got to get through my graduation. Yes. And then that day comes and here you are in the afternoon, cap and gown are off, you're back into your regular clothes, and it's not as easy as walking in and saying, here I am, I have a degree, hire me.
And this is an important conversation, Janet. And I'm going to go broad at the macro level. Then I'm going to bring it down directly in how it impacts students. So we're having this national conversation about education and education being vocational training and preparing people for jobs. And we're talking about all sorts of modalities to deliver that we should just be doing online education because it can possibly reduce costs, even though, quite frankly, if you look at the programs, they're not any cheaper because they're online.
Right. Right. Yes.
But they're saying that, you know, what do you need to go to school for? And I would say, Janet, particularly in business, but I could make this argument for almost any field, that part of it is the socialization.
Yes.
And getting people to interact. You don't do that if you're at your computer interacting one-on-one. And yes, you can do chat rooms. And quite frankly, our young people don't need experience in that. They're on Snapchat. We were talking about
that. They don't need to see facial expressions. They don't need any of that.
However, to be able to look someone in the eye and to shake a hand, and these things are traditional
yes.
business entrees.
They're at the core.
And quite frankly, Janet, what we often forget is the ability to sit down and listen
yes.
to someone and to look them in the eye, to engage them, makes you a better person. So it's not just the content that we have to prepare students for, and quite frankly, I'm proud that we try very hard to do this at the Berry School of Business, but it's also to prepare the whole person to not just the present job, because the present job is based upon existing context, but for the next job. So I'm looking at our wonderful executive producer. We're promoting.
Oh, Andrew is so not going to like that.
Our wonderful executive producer. And for those of you who are not in the studio, Janet, you know, we have empty space in what would have been the machine box. Whereas if you would have went back 20, 30 years, there might have been a reel-to-reel inside
yes.
of there. There might have been different things in there. It's not just preparing them for the present job, but how do you prepare somebody to move and grow with the times?
Yes, because you don't know what that technology is, and yet you still have to be prepared in some way to take it on, figure out how it works, and implement it into your daily life, work, or personal.
So thereby, coming to the point of this conversation is that part of what we have to prepare graduates to do is to learn how to learn.
Yes.
That if we keep pushing education to the model of vocational training about how to fix widgets, they are not prepared for the transition. And quite frankly, we have an example of that in Winchester a few years ago when the GE plant.
Yes, I remember that.
Exactly.
I remember that, yes.
The GE plant shut down because we could not retool to make, and I always call it the curly Q, like, whatever.
The LED, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the curly Q light bulbs.
Yeah, the curly Q light bulbs, you know. They couldn't retool or retrain or allow them to move forward. And, of course, there are other reasons. I'm being overly simplistic, and I recognize that. But it's representative of the type of issues that even at that level, it's not so. I could have taught you how to build one bulb, but if you don't have the ability or don't have the ability to adapt to a changing environment,
yes,
that's more important than the content
absolutely.
That you learn.
Yep. So on that note, we're going to let everybody go and take a look and see on their boxes of light bulbs exactly what those curly Q light bulbs okay. are while we take a quick break.
You know what? And for those sponsors, if there's any light bulb sponsors, now's your chance.
You should go and post on our Facebook page right this very minute. We'll take a break and be right back with Miles Davis.
Hey, runners, it's time to lace them up for the 29th Loudoun Street Mile, Memorial Monday, May 30th. This year's race features heats for all age groups, a fitness walk, and a 100-yard time trot, plus prize money and age group awards. The Loudoun Street Mile begins at 8 in Old Town Winchester and benefits the Laurel Center. Sign up at loudounstreetmile.com or at Runner's Retreat in Winchester. The 29th Loudoun Street Mile, Memorial Monday, sponsored in part by Runner's Retreat and the River 95.3.
You live in the Shenandoah Valley for a reason, because you love it. You work, eat, play, and shop here. So why are you thinking about driving out of the valley to purchase your next vehicle? Shenandoah Buick GMC is your friendly neighborhood dealer, located right here in Front Royal. They aim to change the way you buy your next car, truck, or SUV. For example, take advantage of pre-Memorial Day savings at Shenandoah Buick GMC. Get exclusive friends and neighbors pricing, a 3-year maintenance package, and they will make your first payment up to $750. Add it all together for one amazing deal. Not to mention, Shenandoah Buick GMC will beat any written competitive offer. So what are you waiting for? Visit the friendly folks at Shenandoah Buick GMC for the pre-Memorial Day event. Shenandoah Buick GMC, part of the Shenandoah Auto Group, conveniently located near the intersection of Route 522 and I-66, just north of Riverton Commons Plaza, or online at shenandoahbuickgmc.com. Shenandoah Buick GMC Front Royal. No gimmicks, just great deals.
It's spring at Bank of Clark County and the loans are blooming. Home improvement, newer used cars, and personal loans. Whatever your needs. Now's the perfect time to stop in to any of our convenient branch locations and pick yours today. Bank of Clark County is an equal housing lender.
Bank of Clark County, banking done right, longer.
Member FDIC.
This is the Valley Today. I'm Arthur Maddox, and this forecast is brought to you by Maddox Funeral Home. We have been serving Warren County since 1908. For funeral services, pre-planning, or cemetery memorials, call Maddox Funeral Home at 635-2773.
Cloudy with rain likely. Highs will be near 60 this afternoon as an upper-level low moves through. A slight chance of rain this evening and then partial clearing as high pressure builds in. Overnight lows around 46. High pressure will be with us Thursday and Friday. Look for mostly sunny with highs both days in the low 70s. On Saturday, another low moves in with a likelihood of rain most of the day, a high of 62, and then a chance of showers on Sunday with a high near 70 degrees. Have yourselves a wonderful afternoon. Kemp Miller for the Valley Today.
Welcome back to the Valley Today. I'm Janet Michael. If you've missed any part of this program and want to hear it again, and of course, why wouldn't you, visit our website at theriver953.com. Click the On Demand tab. You can see the Valley Today. You can listen to past episodes of The News at Noon, Education Watch, and more. You can follow us on Facebook by searching The River 953 and on Twitter at The River 953. We talked about Twitter a few minutes ago, so let's pick up our conversation because we have to give props to our executive director here who went online and found out what those curlicue light bulbs are actually called.
They're actually called CFL bulbs.
Yes, so there we go.
Fluorescent something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But you know what? But even as I'm listening to you talk about that, Janet, even as we're talking about, you can find us online, you can find us on, you know, on Facebook and stuff. Think about it. You know, that has only been in existence for the past 10 years.
It really has.
You can't even prepare a person for that job. And that's the difference in a true educational model, which is that you're not just preparing them for existing things, but things that aren't even in existence yet.
Yeah. And you have to have a sense that there are going to be those things, even if you don't know specifically what they are, and have a mind of, I'm going to embrace them and I'm going to figure out how I can use them to grow myself or my business.
And be comfortable with that. And then let's go to the other side, because now, the reality of it is that often, and I see this every day with my children, often young people are much more comfortable with technology than the people who may be hiring them.
Yes.
And then sometimes that appears in the younger people as a degree of arrogance that would be interpreted, and then the older people can be resentful.
Yes.
There. It's interesting because, quite frankly, we need to learn how to live with the transition and support. There are things that would take me a long time to figure out, and I may eventually get it figured out. But it's a lot easier to turn to somebody and say, "How do you do this?
How do you do this?"
Just do this for me. And so, one of the things that, so this is addressed to our employers that are out there, is that one thing that young people are used to in this era of Twitter, in this era of Facebook, in this era of Instagram and Snapchat, is instant feedback.
Yes.
And so the ideal of taking a year to provide feedback about performance, it's crazy.
No, it makes absolutely no sense to them. They want to know within 10 minutes of something happening, if not sooner,
because
this is what you did, this was good, this was bad, here's how you can fix it, and then move on.
Exactly.
They don't want to wait and find out, well, I could have done that and already been doing better for the last 9 months if you had told me that, you know, when it happened.
And here's the other side of that too, Janet, is that they're used to getting likes and thumbs up. So you got to tell them that they don't want. You may say, well, look, I gave you a paycheck. That's your thanks.
Yeah, no.
But they need more.
No. Yes.
And so recognizing these, and I'm not going to, you know, use the terms, whether it's millennials or whatever.
No.
That's not the term. I'm talking about a shift in culture that is being brought about by the development of technology, particularly in an area that's near and dear to your heart, which is social media.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things. A year or so ago, I was doing a Twitter class and brought my son in. Mm-hmm. He graduated this past Saturday, so he's 21. And I asked him to try and explain to this group of older business owners why Twitter was so important to his generation and what they thought the value was. And our generation was, you were seen and not heard.
Right.
They have trained themselves in that generation to be, I have a voice, and you should hear what I'm saying. You don't have to agree with me, but this is what I think.
Yes.
And employers and just grown-ups in general need to recognize that it's important.
Yeah. So now I need to go back. I keep on going back and forth on this because we're talking to both our business owners and our employers as well as people who may be looking for jobs in these companies. Unfortunately, the downside is that younger people are used to sharing everything.
Yes, way too much.
Way too much. Okay, so in a recent survey, 80% of employers will do a social media search.
Absolutely.
On you.
Yes.
And yes, you may think that you have the quote right, unquote, to free expression and to say whatever you want to say, but the employer has the quote right, unquote,
yes,
right to not hire you because
absolutely
they
yeah
are looking at your post and what you have
yeah
said and what you have put out there in public.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. I can have a Facebook page, but I'm also very conscious that I'm dean of Shenandoah University.
Right.
If I put on my Facebook page that Shenandoah University sucks and has a problem, that may be a personal expression, but I can also be personally unemployed.
Yes.
For putting yeah that out there.
And that's the biggest thing, I think, you know, this day and age, consequences.
Yes.
You can say whatever you want to say, however you want to say it.
Yes, you can.
However, there is a consequence for every action that you take, and you are going to have to own up to that as much as you want to scream about your rights to say it.
And the other thing that young people don't fully recognize, and especially older people don't fully recognize, is that social media can be forever.
It is forever.
And so you may think that you deleted something.
Mm-mm.
That's not deletable. It's on record. It's discoverable in court cases.
Yes.
You know, the first
yeah
thing, the first thing divorce lawyers do now is subpoena the cell phone records and the laptops.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know, and an investigation can go there too, or people can find and get misplaced, and you lose control out of mm-hmm your media. And so those pictures that you thought that you were sending to your most loved one, let's hope that that relationship severely lasts, because in acts of vengeance,
yes,
all sorts of things have happened. And so I'm encouraging our young people, and we actually have these conversations in the business school. Again, this isn't about content, but it's also about how do you prepare
and present yourself.
Present yourself, exactly.
Yes.
And it doesn't behoove you, even if you want to engage in that 4 or 12 letter rant on Twitter. And it's unfortunate now because we do have at least one presidential candidate who feels it's appropriate to call names or say things and put it on the instant media. But I would tell my students that is not the best example
exactly
of how they should behave, particularly at a leadership mm-hmm level regarding their approach to the world. But it's knowing boundaries.
Yes. And you can have the greatest education
yes
from the most fabulous school like Shenandoah.
Yes.
And it's not going to do you a single bit of good sitting across the desk in a job interview if you can't carry a conversation and you haven't presented your past image
yes
on your social media, on your LinkedIn account, for
yes
example, in the most appropriate way for that employer to look at you and say, you know, you may not have taken these few classes that would apply for what you're going to do here, but I like you and I think you'll learn and I think you'll fit in well here. That's just as key.
Well, one of the things that we used to talk about from that context is what we used to call, well, it's still called this, is emotional intelligence.
Yes.
And so there, you know, we have a lot of smart people. But it's interesting. There's this organization called Mensa. And this organization is
yes
designed for allegedly very bright and intelligent people. And the reason I use alleged, because quite frankly, it all depends on how you measure intelligence. If you evaluate a fish by its ability to climb a tree, the fish is stupid. You know, so there are other things the fish does very well. But I mention that But what the data has also shown that there is no correlation between that alleged high IQ in Mensa and economic benefit to the person.
Yes.
And so just because you are smart doesn't mean that you have the ability to move and interact with people.
Yes.
And quite frankly, some of the smartest people, if we can say that, find it very difficult because sometimes they can be very condescending to the people they're interacting with. But at our show, we are never condescending
to
anybody.
Well, of course not.
Especially
to
sponsors.
We can't help that we know it all.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
I mean,
what
there is a certain point. So, yeah, and on that high note, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back in a minute with Miles Davis.
Okay. An important objective of the Economic Development Authority is to foster an environment in which businesses may grow and prosper. To that end, the EDA administers a number of incentive programs, works in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce to provide educational seminars, sponsors the Small Business Development Center's annual Small Business Retreat, and promotes Shenandoah University's annual Business Symposium. EDA also provides information to business license applicants detailing specifics on how to do business in Front Royal and Warren County, and hosts a website that contains in-depth information about the programs offered here. EDA staff serves on the Development Review Committee that brings the owner, planning, zoning, inspections, utility, and VDOT staffs together at one table to answer all questions about licensing, signage, permitting, occupancy, utility hookups, and roadways. The EDA has worked with industries through the Virginia Jobs Investment Program to retrain and retain more than 1,000 jobs. In addition, EDA offers two low-interest customized loan programs for local businesses. Since 1996, the two programs have made 53 loans to local businesses totaling $1.75 million. EDA, the work continues.
There's never enough time in the day when you run your own business. Too much to do, too many questions, too many records to keep. How can you make sure you've got everything done to keep your business, your family, and your employees safe from things you can't anticipate? The professionals at the Insurance Center of Winchester can't create time, but they can make sure your business is protected against lawsuits, fire, business interruptions, and all those unforeseen events that can make it tough for a business to survive. Call the professionals at the Insurance Center of Winchester at 540-667-0700 today for a no-obligation review of your business coverage. It's time to make sure you're covered. Call today, 540-667-0700, or visit insurancecenterwin.com. That's 540-667-0700 or insurancecenterwin.com. The Insurance Center of Winchester. Professionals who care.
You're listening to The Valley Today.
With The Valley Today, I'm Janet Michael, and we only have a few minutes left with Miles Davis, but he just said something interesting to me right before we came back on the air about how he truly is a closet introvert. And it's so funny to me because
so you're bringing me out of the closet,
never,
Janet.
Well,
I've been in the closet for a long time, Janet. Now I'm out of the closet. Oh, my God.
People would never believe the same thing about me because on the outside, everyone just assumes we're this outgoing, fun, want-to-talk kind of person. But we had to learn how to do that.
And that goes to the conversation in terms of, you know, education and developing skills in a capacity. And so one of the things I strongly believe is to the extent that people make things look easy, it's because it's practice. You know, you watch a Michael Jordan, or if you advance forward, the wonderful gentleman that is hit, Perry. I'm really bad with names. Or soccer, which I know better, to watch Messi or these guys on the ball. They look easy, but they spend a lot of time practicing,
yes,
getting ready to do that.
Repetition.
So they learn how to do it, and they learn how to be creative. And so part of it is that we have to develop the capacity to learn and to overcome. If we want to be proficient in an area, if I want to do this, I have to be comfortable on the mic and talking to people. But also, I can't let the time go because we're about to start the music soon, is that I want to congratulate all of those who have graduated or who are graduating this week. It's a significant milestone. Value your education. Leverage it to advance yourself, your family, and hopefully our nation, because education in this quality is key to the survival of a democracy.
Absolutely.
And so the ability to learn and to move forward, and you were talking about the speaker at Bridgewater University, to engage in critical thinking. You don't want to just repeat what somebody says. You have to have the tools to analyze information, and so that will help you be successful in your chosen career and
yes,
be successful in your life.
In your life.
And
it'll
allow you to not just live your fears, because people will stoke up fears, but allow you also to learn how to live your dreams.
Yes, and that's what you do every day, isn't it?
We just had that
conversation. You're living the dream.
I'm living the dream. It's a great place to be. And even here, being here on this radio show with you and being a part of this wonderful station allows us to live the dream. And so on that, with our wonderful executive producer.
Yes, giving us the high sign.
Let us know it's time to go.
That'll do it for another edition of The Valley Today. Thanks again to our wonderful guest, Miles Davis, Dean of the Harry F. Byrd School of Business and Professor of Management at Shenandoah University. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow.